This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Rhys Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Left. Draymond Green finds Lucius for the win. He got it. Spartans move to the Sweet 16.
Maryland may not have a rival in the Big Ten. I would agree with anybody that said that. But man, they have played some memorable games against Michigan State, going back to when they were in the ACC. That was 15 years ago. This coming March, as in a few weeks away, one of the more devastating losses in Maryland basketball history. It ended the career of one of their greatest players, Gravis Vasquez, who scored the team's final 12 points to rally Maryland to a one-point lead. Izzo's on the floor trying to call timeout. They didn't give it to him. Draymond Green passes to Corey Lucius, and this guy Summers, it's about to hit him in the head, and ducks at the last second. Lucius catches it, fires it, and drains it at the buzzer to send Michigan State on to the Sweet 16. They would eventually go on to the Final Four, and it sent the Terps home. That's the worst. Last night was a gut punch, no doubt about it, but it is only the regular season. 301-230-0980. Phone lines are open. Any Terps, Michigan State, losing on a 60-foot shot at the buzzer. Trey Holloman, who, by the way, all night long after he airballed a shot early in the game, the fans doing the airball chant every time he touched it, and yet there he was at the end. If you want to weigh in on Maryland and what they are right now as a team, this, by the way, from Jay, who writes, this is the same thing we see every year when they get matched up against a team with size and length, they wilt. This from Michael, who said, you asked the other day Kevin Willard what kind of team would give him trouble. Well, we saw it last night. Yeah, it's something that we've actually talked about, which is what kind of team would give Maryland trouble? Maybe a long, athletic, aggressive defensive team. I've pointed out teams like Houston, Tennessee, Texas A&M in the tournament. Michigan State fits the bill. All right, my guy Hayden. Let's start with Hayden. What's up? I know you were there last night. Sorry I missed you.
That's okay. I was right under that basket. Ball came right at me. Like you said, as soon as it left his hands, it was so dead on line, you knew it was going in. That's the second one that hit me this week. I lost a buzzer beater earlier this week in the high school playoffs, Virginia high school playoffs with Annandale. We lost to West Springfield. So that's been a rough week for me. But Kevin, big picture, when I left the building 5 years ago in 2020 when we lost that game on the Saturday night to Michigan State, I thought we were cooked. They were better than us 5 years ago. That Jalen Smith, Anthony Cowan team, they got beat that night. I thought we were not going to beat that team again if we saw them a few weeks later. But last night I had the opposite feeling. I thought we were the better team, more talented team. I don't want to say the better team. And I think we can beat anyone in the country. I was... We gotta get Queen to stop taking these bad shots. Let's start with that. He took at least 6 bad shots last night. He didn't have a good night. He didn't play his best game. Either to Reese. And if we don't get good nights from Reese or Queen, we're in trouble. But the second thing I got to say, Kevin, is we have the worst student section in the country. Point blank. Last night they showed up.
Last night it was great.
I don't care, Kevin. Why do they show up last night and never ever? 2 weeks ago for the Rutgers game, I walked in 15 minutes before tip-off, and I sit in 118
next to the wall. Because it's Rutgers at noon on a football Sunday.
There was no football. I don't think there was.
Was it Super Bowl Sunday? Was it not Super Bowl Sunday?
I can't remember. All these days are blending in right now.
Yeah.
All I remember is I walked in. It was President's Day weekend. It was the weekend afterwards. It was no football that day.
Okay.
The building was empty. The wall was empty. These kids don't care. I'm just sorry. They're never there.
Super Bowl Sunday. It was Super Bowl Sunday.
I could have sworn it was President's Day weekend.
No, it was February 9th. I'm looking it up right now. It was Super Bowl Sunday at noon against Rutgers.
I apologize. Iowa game. My apologies. It was the Iowa game then, the week afterwards. Okay. There was nobody there. There was no one there. And that's a Sunday afternoon in the middle of February. And then don't forget, these are the same students who aren't there for 6 weeks because they have the long winter break.
Hayden, the season ticket holders aren't there a lot of the time.
Kevin, I've been at more Maryland basketball games than anyone.
I know you have, but how many nights, especially with a 6:30 start? The USC game, you had season ticket holders that weren't in the. You saw the spottiness of the crowd for that one.
Well, that's a whole.
It's not just the students.
I'm not going to disagree with you. The alumni have lost some interest over the last 10 years. The Trojan never hurt us. We all know that. The students are students. Kevin, look around the country. We're the only big school in the country that can't get our students to show up every night. We're the only ones. I don't understand it. Look at the football game.
That's not true, by the way. That's not even close to true. You're exaggerating. You're talking about the of major basketball schools? Yes. If you want to say of the big-time basketball schools, that's accurate.
Well, don't we think we're a big-time basketball school?
I'd like to think that we are, but I think the statement is accurate if you're talking about true basketball schools, which I think Maryland is one of them. Yes, we post when it's a big event, when it's a big game. That's what it's become. It's become more bandwagon-y since joining the Big Ten, really.
Well, there's a lot of blame to go around for that. We need to fix it because that's not who Maryland is. And I was proud of what we did last night. But again, the bigger picture, like we said, is this team can win it all, Kevin. The five guys, the starters five, are as good as any five guys in the country. We've just got to figure out a way to score more points in these bigger moments. And our shots a lot. You go back to the Villanova game earlier this year. The first half, we were down 20 points because we couldn't take good shots.
Hayden, in that. You know, you had a lot of that shot clock winding down. Their defense was exceptional all night long. I disagree with your first statement. I think Michigan State deserved to win the game, but I also agree
with
you that Maryland's extremely talented, and this is going to be. We're going to look back on it and say that this was. You know, they're going to win a bunch here over the next month. I believe that too.
I do too, but you and I both know that Queen is taking way too many long jumpers. That Nowitzki fadeaway that almost went in with about 3 minutes to go.
These are shots that he takes.
You do. I'm sorry.
Great touch. He's got great touch on that little fadeaway 1 foot thing. That Euro shot. Look, he tried to hit some threes last night because the shot clock was winding down and they couldn't get anything with the guards and they were leaving him to take that. I think he's got to shoot that, Hayden. I think he's got to
think we've got to get him more in five outs. There's not one big guy in the country that can guard this guy in the perimeter. This guy goes around every single big guy using his footwork. We just don't use it enough. And last night I thought we went away from that. He used really good footwork the first few minutes, and then you look up out end of the first half, and we hadn't gone to him. He hadn't gone inside for about 15 minutes, and he kind of disappeared for some moments. But, hey, bigger picture, Kevin, like I said, I think this team can go deep in March. I really do.
I do, too. Thank you, Hayden. Good to hear your voice. Let's go to Bruce in Glen Burnie. Bruce, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
That's
Bruce, you're on.
Glen Burnie. Hello. Yeah, that's Rudy in Glen Burnie.
Rudy, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rudy.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, it was, I enjoyed the game. I had all three games on, really. I'm really a Georgetown fan, but watching the game, I was wondering, I was looking at the centers, and I saw one at the line, and I'm like, how tall are they? You know, because they were moving out, as you were saying earlier, moving out, pushing the guards back when they were trying to set them pick, and getting back, you know, to the centers, you know, where they wouldn't have that pick and roll. So I'm like, wow, you know, they really moving for big centers.
Oh, they got, yeah.
You know, and that's
they got three. They got two. I think one of them 6'11", the other two are 7 feet. But they're deep. They play 10 guys. All 10 guys scored, by the way, for them. But I thought their pick and roll defense was phenomenal. I thought their post defense was phenomenal.
Yeah. And that's why Queen and Reese didn't get off like they usually do. You know, usually in those games, they dominating. You know, they dominating inside, but they had so many big guys and big guys who could move. You know, it made it tough on them. But, you know, like you said, that half-court shot, the guy threw the ball away the first time, and he threw it away. Then he got picked, and they scored again. And then he throws up a half-court shot that goes in. You know, the game was just amazing. You know, I enjoyed it. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, Kevin. Thanks, Rudy. Appreciate it. Like, I mean, it was more than a half-court shot. I mean, it was right. I mean, it was. I think it was measured at 62 feet. You know, so that was in the backcourt that he shot that. And yeah, he had the turnover on the press that where Rodney Rice got the steal. And then I didn't really notice it when I was there because I was at the game, but watching it back, and even Robbie Hummel said after the game, that was a clean pick. You know, he recovered and had the clean pick. It actually knocked off Gillespie's thigh, and they called a foul. Maryland got some calls last night down the stretch, but by the way, you're supposed to at home in a game like that. Let's go to Mike and Frederick. Mike, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Kevin. First, I wanted to congratulate you. You've done an excellent job this morning describing the game last night and correcting the one caller. I haven't been to a game since the Rutgers game, but I was at Rutgers on Super Bowl Sunday. It was a great crowd. And because it was a 12 o'clock game, your boy SVP was up in the stands with his family right behind me. Very, very gracious. But I've been so impressed with the perimeter shooters. I thought Maryland would never have an off game because we have three lights out shooters. And even just having one, Rice, kept us in the game. But what I was surprised, like you said, with Michigan State's defense, how were they able to dig down on Reese and Queen and still get back and rotate and contest almost every three-point shot?
It was
remarkable, I thought.
Yeah. To your point, too, I've said this a couple of times in recent weeks. And Izzo said it after the game and said it going into the game. He said, this is the hardest team, you know, to guard in the league, maybe in the country, which is why he was so adamant that his team deserved to win that game because of the defense that it played. And it was outstanding. But to your point, like the ball's going into the post, and we've seen, you know, Reese really feast down there. Queen, same thing, or Queen in that, you know, mid, you know, area, so, you know, starting at the elbow. And even when they, you know, got help, and if they didn't get help, they guarded them well. If they got help, they still recovered on shooters. Their defense, I thought it really started with, you know, the perimeter pick and roll defense. They just kept running Gillespie off that pick and roll. You know, they were trying to run him to the half court line, which is, you know, the way it's kind of taught more times than not, especially if you've got a guy that you're not going to go underneath on, because you wouldn't go underneath on Gillespie. But a hell of a game defensively, but, you know, not the game I was expecting. I thought we were going to see, you know, 78, 80 points for both of them. I really did. Thanks, Mike.
Right. Hey, Kevin, one other point talking about the little bit of history and a little bit of tradition we have. You know, you're probably aware, I guess it'll only hype up since, you know, Michigan State signed two seniors out of our backyard to come in next year, and Cam Ward and Jordan Scott. And also, I'm glad you touched on the game 5 years ago. I'm a big fan of Barry Wright in the post, but I think he got a little Maybe he was under a deadline, but 5 years ago we lost at home, but we beat him out there, right?
Yeah, we beat him 2 weeks earlier. In that was the Anthony Cowan game. Cowan had three threes in the final minute 40 or final 2 minutes, and we rallied from seven down to win by five or six, going away. That's a memorable game. We've beaten them a bunch.
Exactly.
It's not like the game at home 5 years ago, it was an electric atmosphere. Game day was there. It was a Saturday night game. You remember, people were lubed up, and it was one of those nights, and Michigan State came out, punched us in the mouth from the beginning, and the game, they were never in it. I would have loved to have seen what would have happened in a Big Ten final or a Big Ten semifinal had we had that opportunity, but obviously we didn't get a chance to participate in the postseason that year. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Let me go to Jeff in Vienna. Jeff, go ahead.
Another rock side against Michigan State, Kevin. What are you going to say? The fact that that ball didn't even hit the rim and the sound of it going through the net, I was like, oh, this is – it just reminded me of the Nate James Tippin game at the ACC tournament back
Nate
in the
James,
day.
Yeah. Yeah.
When Juan got that – he got that tip, and he was at half court. He let it fly, and even Coach K was like, I thought that ball was in for sure.
Yeah. Just short. Just
dead
hit the front of the rim.
Exactly. And, I think last night, right now, I think Lenardi has us up against St. John's in the second round. It's too early to talk about that. Last night is going to prepare you for playing a team like St. John's that
Agreed.
Will just eat you up off the ball all
Agreed.
Night long.
Yes.
Yeah, and that I would love to see Michigan State play St. John's in the tournament. That would be a must-watch game. But I think the real positive of last night is it teams in the tournament that play lockdown defense like that, watch that film last night, and let's get ready for the teams when March rolls around.
I think, look, they had not been guarded like that for a long time. I mean, maybe Marquette. I mean, they hadn't been guarded like that at any point this year. So you're going to get guarded like that in a tournament. The SEC has multiple excellent defensive teams. Tennessee, A&M. I mean, then Arkansas, if they make it. And then a team like Houston. I mean, their perimeter guys at Houston, the Kelvin Sampson team, they're all long, physical. So they hadn't faced that. So I'm with you. I think it was good that they had a chance to face it. I don't think Queen's been muscled around like that all year. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll take a few more calls. Rafael Davis, who does a great job on the Big Ten Network, is going to join us at 11. I'm going to play a chunk of my interview with Ted Leonsis, which I did on my podcast, him talking about how he's handling the Wizards' process of stinking for a few years. You'll hear that on the show. Ryan Fowler covers the draft for CBS Sports. He'll join us at 12:25. But if you're on hold, we'll take a few more calls on the stunning 62-foot game-winning shot last night by Trey Holloman as Michigan State downed Maryland 58-55.